Hello and welcome to episode 18 of The Perfect Cast. I'm Jack.
And I'm Lisa. This week we discuss Cheer, Great British Bake Off and Ozark.
We also discuss The Nest, I, Tonya and Tiger King.
And we also play my new game, The Trail.
The Trail.
Did we plan anything for this week? Did we heck?
You wouldn't think that we've got all this spare time.
We don't, though, because we're still working full time.
That's
so
true. That's true. Right, we're here. We're back. Episode 18. Week four of lockdown.
Yeah. Should we talk about what we've watched?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what we've watched together? I think we've only watched one thing together, haven't we?
I think so, yeah.
And that is Stand Up To Cancer's Great British Bake Off.
Right, so there's four episodes out on Channel 4 right now.
Mm-hmm. It's a celebrity edition of Great British Bake Off. Every episode has four contestants, and the winner of every episode will go into the final, I think.
Oh, I didn't know there's a final.
I think so.
Oh, cool.
I think that's how it worked last year. So we watched the first two episodes. They had some celebrities. I cannot remember who's on the first one.
The first one, it was the bloke from Jaws.
That was the second episode, but yeah. From Louis Dewey Dreyfus's dad.
Richard Dreyfus.
He was on it. Jay from The Inbetweeners. Scarlett Moffat.
No, you're mixing them up.
I am, aren't I?
You are. It was that Jenny lady with the mad hair. Jay from The Inbetweeners, Scarlett Moffat, and that Patsy Palmer.
You're mixing it up.
That was episode two.
You're mixing it up.
I'm not.
Because Jenny Eclair, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
She was on Richard Dreyfuss's table.
That's what I mean.
So that's...
And she was on with Scarlett.
No, she wasn't. She was on...
Oh, Ignore me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it was Ovie from Love Island.
Yeah. Russell Howard. Jenny Eclair and... somebody else.
Louis Theroux,
yeah. And he was quite funny.
That was a good episode.
I feel like I'm the only person in the world who does not like Louis
Theroux. Oh.
I've tried to watch his stuff. I just don't like him.
Yeah. That was a solid episode.
I enjoyed that episode.
Then the second episode was Richard Dreyfuss, Jay from The Inbetweeners, Scarlett Moffat and Patsy Palmer,
yeah.
The lady from EastEnders.
Yeah, okay.
So they're not all, like, well-known celebrities.
Yeah, some Z-list and some, like, L-list.
But Jay from The Inbetweeners was definitely one of my favourite contestants so far.
Yeah.
He's just cheeky, isn't he? He's
like,
the way he was, like, sort of back-chatting the judges was making me laugh.
I know, but, like, underneath the table, his hands were, like, fiddling, so you could tell he was nervous and he's just good at putting a front up.
Yeah.
But the first episode, Russell Howard... I really liked that episode, though, because, like, you just there's always an underdog, isn't there? And you're just rooting for them. And Ovie, he is so tall. And I was, like, rooting for him as well because, like, he's just very sweet. And you liked him instantly, didn't you? And he's just I want you to do well.
He's got that really, like, charismatic personality, hasn't he? So you're instantly just warm to him.
Yeah.
Then because he's sort of like got a bunch of self-doubt when he's doing it, you're like, oh, come on, mate, you got
it.
This.
You're doing great, Obviously, the only downside is it's for cancer, so it does that charity thing where they show you somebody who's died from it or going through chemo or, you know, give you the stats, and that's not fun, but it's what's happening, and that's why they're trying to raise money. So it's great.
Yeah, it's all for a good cause.
Yeah,
isn't it?
So it's, and 100% of donations go to cancer research,
right,
which
so there's
is
no middle.
That's amazing. So it's going to a great cause. It's really fun to watch, and it's proper like mood lifter. It does make me want to bake, but
oh my god, yeah, it's best to watch with cakes or sweets already
that's
in
all
the house.
We've craved.
We actually haven't managed to sit and have cake whilst watching it.
We had a bourbon.
We had a bourbon biscuit. It didn't quite cut it.
No.
Because you see, like, even the end results, even though it's a very amateur bake, they
and
still
some of them
look so
awful.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this, like,
I
you
still
know.
Eat it. And when they're describing them, you just sat, like, mouth watering.
Yeah.
But it's really funny. I've really enjoyed it. It's proper, like, mood booster.
Yeah.
There's four episodes, like Jack said. I think there's one more to come out, but I might be wrong. I might have just made up that there's a final.
I prefer that. It makes sense that there's four episodes, because then there'll be four finalists, because there's that's four what I'm thinking. Desks, isn't there?
But I don't know how old it is.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah.
I prefer this to normal Bake Off.
I said that, but at the same time, I've never sat down and watched Great British Bake Off.
I can't be bothered with it, I think.
Have you ever sat down and watched it?
I've watched one or two episodes and it's just been like... I think it's because I don't really... I like eating cakes and baked goods. I'm not fussed about watching a bunch of strangers make cakes.
I think it's funnier because the celebrity one, they are amateurs, so it's more closer to nailed it. So maybe we're just like, not that,
Yeah, I think maybe because, like you said, you're watching amateur, you're not watching professional bakers bake. But then we said about Next in Fashion, it was better because you're watching more professional fashion designers design.
Yeah, so, but that's because like, I don't, but...
Ugh. I guess it depends on the show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the way it's structured.
Yeah.
but yeah, Stand Up to Cancer Bake Off's been really funny. I went off Noel Fielding for a while, and now I'm enjoying his little like snippets of comedy in this with Sandy. The two of them work quite well together.
Yeah, they like bounce off each other.
Yeah.
And he's funny with Richard Dreyfuss. He was like...
He's in his element, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was just like, so have you met Jack Nicholson? Have you ever been to the Oscar? And he's just like...
I like the way he says like, wow as well. It's like, wow. Like proper amazed.
Yeah, like I felt like he was a bit starstruck, which is unusual to see. I need to sneeze.
Go on then.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll probably finish watching the last two episodes and see where it goes, and maybe there is a final.
Who knows?
One thing we have watched together, which is also Channel 4, and we mentioned that it's got a new series last week.
Oh.
We said last week we tried to go back to Friday Night Dinner and we struggled. So we thought we'll dive in.
We'll just skip that series and do the latest series.
Yes. Because I think there was actually a writer's strike.
I think one of the writers left.
Or something, yeah.
And we were like, God, you can tell.
And I'm guessing it's still gone because...
It was god awful.
We watched episode one. It was predictable, long. Like, all the episodes are the same length, but this one just felt longer.
I know, and like... The minute it started, they kept mentioning something, and I was just like, that's going to happen at the end.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it, and oh God, it was just, it wasn't good, it was cringy, it wasn't funny.
It's unfortunate, really, because I like all the actors in the show.
And the problem with the show is it's been going for so long that none of them have developed. They're all making the same jokes as series one, which is fine, but...
Yeah.
Like, in 5 years, surely to God, things would change a little bit. Like, you don't know. It was just...
We've gone off it. So that's the first episode of Series 5, I think.
Yeah.
It's the one with the caravan and...
Oh, jeez, it was bad.
There's a scene in The Office where... In the American Office where Kevin spills a bunch of chili everywhere. The same thing happens with waste from the caravan. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you need to say. It was disgusting.
I don't know whether it's just the mood I was in, but I didn't want to be grossed out. And you knew it was happening. You knew exactly what was going to happen all episode.
The first 5 minutes before the intro of the show started, they mentioned the waste is full in the caravan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's going to end up in the house at some point.
Yep. Oh, like I said, predictable and... Honestly, disappointing.
Because this series, it's the lowest form of comedy to just drop poo everywhere.
This series started, Friday Night Dinner started so well and was so funny.
Yeah.
For like three series straight, and then it's just gone downhill.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
No, I hated it.
Yeah. Otherwise, though, you know, quite an easy week. What have you been watching?
Excuse me, I burped.
That's okay.
I watched...
You can burp. Get your little burp out.
I watched Cheer as a recommendation by your brother.
Yes.
It is a show on Netflix about cheerleaders. It's a documentary.
Yeah.
I thought in the first few minutes, first like 15 minutes, I was like, this is crap.
Yeah, it didn't sound like... I'd probably say most of that first episode, it didn't sound like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I was just sort of powering through because I was like, while I'm working at my desk... at home, I'm just putting my iPad to the side and just watching like TV, kind of. So I was like, I'm not that interested in this, but your brother keeps telling me to watch it, so I'm just gonna do it. And you know what? I thoroughly got completely invested.
In it, yeah.
And yeah, like these kids are on a scholarship. These kids are on a scholarship for uni to be cheerleaders. But once the uni stage of cheerleading is over. That is their cheerleading career over.
Yeah, it says like they finish at 23 and then
there's no jobs in cheerleading. So that's literally like all these kids have worked towards their whole life and then 23 is like it's done. So the first episode they mention like when I mention that I was a cheerleader, people just think I'm a blonde bimbo, but actually, you know, it's this, that and the other. And I'm like, but you can't get a career out of it,
there's no future.
Just wasting your time.
Not everyone can become a cheerleading coach.
But watching these guys, like, doing the stunts and stuff, like, it's incredible. And the whole aim of this show is that getting to Daytona championship or something. It's like some sort of big competition in Daytona, Florida, and the team that they're following have won the past like 8 years, except 1 year they came second, but they're trying to win again basically. And it's just watching which kids are going to make the final cut, which kids aren't, which kids will get replaced if there's an accident. And oh my god, there are some accidents. I saw some kids like fall off the top of a pyramid and like bend stuff the wrong way, smack their heads on the floor, literally smash their ankles in. These kids are going through like all sorts of their bodies are going through a lot of trauma. They're putting
them through a lot. That's
for very little reward.
There's not much at the end of it, is there? There's no like pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, and like a lot of them were saying, like ex cheerleaders were saying, you know, you look back at that and you think, oh, I was somebody, and I'm like, you're 28 or something, and you're thinking like, oh, that you was my so life. I was somebody
ahead of you.
It's just like that. Wow. High school and university should not be the highlight of your life.
It's interesting that though, because like education, the whole point of education is that it sets you up
for the future.
For the future, but they're taught that there's no future after it.
Yeah,
I mean, the place that sets you up for the future just doesn't seem to make.
I think
any
I misled you a little bit when I was talking about it. When I was first watching it, they do get a scholarship to learn and do cheerleading, so they are all getting degrees,
right?
But the, you know, they follow them afterwards, and most of them just go into cheerleading teaching.
Oh, okay.
Like that's what they can really choose.
Yeah.
So it's really good. I know I probably made it sound rubbish, but there's no other way to describe it. It's just kids being flung into the air. All I could think though was like the stunts that these kids are doing, and like the way they just like twist in the air like 17 seconds just floating. Surely they could go into something like Cirque du Soleil or something.
17 seconds, not in the air for 17 seconds.
They are forever.
No, they're not.
Doing like 15 17
seconds
spins,
is an incredible,
yeah. They're like propellers.
They're definitely not in the air for 17 seconds.
The whole time.
Okay.
Surely they can go into like Cirque du Soleil or something like that though.
Yeah,
like some sort of gymnast.
Yeah, there's got to be other opportunities after that. It is incredible the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And like the level of fitness it takes for it is like immense.
One of them's like tiny, and they were like, because the way they get caught is like three people will catch them after they've been thrown into the air, and it's, I think it's called a basket.
Right.
Is when they land in people's arms.
Okay.
And one of them said her ribs were so fractured that, this was so close to the end of the competition, her ribs are so fractured that if she hits them in the wrong place, they could fracture or snap and puncture an organ, but she's willing to do that for this competition.
Wow.
I'm just like, kid, just stop, please.
Yeah.
You've got the whole life, your whole life ahead of you.
I know some of them are having like life-changing injuries and all sorts.
I know. But it's really good. I really enjoyed it. Like watching them train from beginning to the actual competition, I was like in bits once they'd finished.
Yeah, there you were.
The performance, because I was just like, I'm so proud of you guys. I saw where you started.
Looked over at you and you're just in like a ball of tears.
It was really good. I didn't expect to get emotional, but like I've put like 6 hours of my life into it, so.
Happy tears.
Oh yeah, it was like relief that they did well, sort of thing.
Yeah. So what do you think of it, like rating?
Oh, we're going back to the old rating system.
We don't have to.
I'm
going to
say a 3.5.
Okay.
Out of 5.
Yeah, cool. Just seeing where you're at with it.
Okay, go on. What have you watched? Go
ahead. So today, well, for the last week, I've been watching Series 3 of Ozark after I finished watching Star Wars Rebels. Because I did move on to Star Wars The Clone Wars, and then thought, there's 8 seasons. I've just watched 4 seasons of Rebels. I need something not Star Wars for a while.
Yeah.
So I went back to Netflix and, yeah, thought, go on then. Even though Series 2 of Ozark was a bit slow as arc.
Sound like a sheep.
Oh, God. Series 3 I think they must have rewatched season two and gone, do you know what? We need to like pump some life into this because it was fantastic. Honestly, 10 episodes, I think. Pretty sure there's 10. I'd say maybe 20 minutes of it was slow. The rest of it, I was invested. And like,
it was very noisy. You were sat with your headphones on and I kept thinking people were screaming in the street. And I was like, can you hear that? And you're like, it's me.
So much going on. But despite the amount of like different people and characters and stuff, it's still very easy to keep track of.
Yeah.
And it's like rough at times. But in this series, if you've been following it, Wendy's brother shows up and he's like my new favourite character throughout. He's just dead fun. And he's also like acting wise, incredible. He's all over the place. And he's just fantastic. Like the scenes where he's got to like do like lots of crying and breaking down. Yeah. But then there's scenes where he's like dead happy and he's in love and all sorts. And it's so good. Like
intense
and just keeps you on edge. And then like, so he's just one of the characters. All the other ones make you feel different things for them all the time as well. And you're just like, there's just so many different things. And like, I think inevitably you sort of know the direction it's going to go. But it does really keep you guessing at the same time. Yeah. Like, I had an idea, right? This is how it's going to finish. But then I was second guessing myself quite a lot throughout. But it did sort of end the way I thought it would. But yeah, you just never know. You never know which way it's going to go. I'm guessing the way season three ended, it set itself up for season four.
Okay, so it's not over yet.
I wouldn't say so.
Do you think it's getting to a point where it should be sort of getting close to ending, or is it still like we're enjoying this, you can carry on?
No, I definitely think they can hit out season four.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a really good season. If it's, well, it can either go two ways now. It can just go awful, or I think things are going to start getting ramped up in series four to set up a final series five. And I think it's going to go the Breaking Bad way.
Yeah.
And have that series five final season and then boom, cut off.
I think that's what people need to do rather than being like, this is a cash grab. How long can we
get draw stuff it out for?
Because like, it doesn't work. People get bored and then you run out of ideas and it's like, this is sour.
Yeah. Well, this like season three, good middle season to get to like get you excited for series four. And like, from the beginning, the first series, just you sort of thinking small time, it's all kicked off and now they've gone small time and then they're building up.
Yeah.
And then it's just building and building and building. But I just lost interest with series two.
Yeah.
I powered through.
Well, that's why I did. I think I dropped off at series two.
Yeah, it just didn't, I don't know, it just felt slow. And because it's got this filter on it, this sort of like grey, bluey grey filter, it feels depressing to watch. But I think because of the amount of like emotion and action in series three, and it's not on every scene as well, it's only on some.
Yeah.
So that just made it miles better. But yeah, Ozark series three, I'm up there with 4 out of 5 for this one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In terms of like stuff we've watched, we haven't, it's weird because we're at home. I think we're at home all the time. We're watching less. I think it feels that way.
I think we're playing like video games of the evening more than, and we're not playing anything new.
No, I've been playing Smite, which is like a bit like League of Legends, but third person instead of in an isometric grid.
Yeah.
In fact, it's sort of the same as Overwatch, really. You pick a hero and you're going, well, it is because it's a, it's a battle arena. So it is.
It's not though.
Okay. It's a completely different feel to Overwatch because a lot of people think Overwatch is a first-person shooter, but it's a battle arena, which is completely different.
Uh-huh. I've obviously, as you all know, been playing The Sims and Overwatch, so I'm waiting for me days of Animal Crossing to come through the post. Yep. Hopefully we'll have it by July.
The PS5, I've released their controller.
Just the controller?
Yeah, what it looks like.
Does it look cool?
It looks weird. It looks sort of cool, but it does look very strange. I saw a meme about it that was saying that it looks like the crossover between an Xbox pad and a PlayStation pad.
Oh.
Right, so I'm going to pause so Lisa can see it and then she can let you know her thoughts.
It's exactly that. It's a PS4 pad mixed with a Xbox pad. It also looks like what people thought futuristic robots would look like in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It looks cool. But it doesn't look... One, it doesn't look, like, miles different to the DualShock 4.
It looks like an Xbox pad with PlayStation buttons on it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's fair strange. Enough. It's called the DualSense. Because I think it's got more haptic touch to it.
It looks bigger. And my thing that annoys me the most, because we do have a lot of pads... Like, I think there's 3 down here and 2 upstairs.
Yeah, there's one at my desk at work as well.
Oh, that's not... Anyway, they're a bugger to store because they're clunky, and that's even bigger. Like, that looks bigger.
Yeah, I know. I'm in 2 minds on the PS5 as well. I'm like, do I want to save up now, splash out and get one on release?
Mm.
Or just wait?
You're probably best waiting, because if you remember when we got the PS4, we waited and they got rid of all glitches and stuff and issues with them. Yeah. And then we got it.
We got it.
Well, I got it for you. Yeah. Told you were getting a coffee machine, but I bought you a PS4.
It was lovely. Remember that day?
It was Christmas.
Yeah.
It was Christmas.
Stop
getting emails.
So yeah, we've just been basically like hanging out at home, working, so much work. And then...
I've been watching stuff.
Yeah, I've been watching stuff, but... It was mainly Star Wars Rebels and now Ozark, and then that's it. I can't, like...
That's because you've binged, like, long series, though. Like, I put 6 hours into Cheer, but that's, like, a work day, isn't it? So
yeah.
I watched that last part of yesterday and most of today.
Yeah, true.
The other things I've been watching while I've been working was... it's on BBC called The Nest.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's only 3 episodes out. It's on a Sunday. But basically it's a BBC drama based in Scotland.
Right.
And there's a couple trying to have a baby, but they're infertile. So they've like frozen embryos. Nope. Yeah. Embryos. Yeah.
Sure. I don't know.
Basically they're looking for a surrogate.
Yeah.
The sister of the husband is a surrogate, but then she has a miscarriage. So they've got 1 chance left of their bits that could put into a surrogate. And she, the wife, I don't even know her name, I want to say Emily, she hits a young girl with a car when the girl steps out in front of her. And the girl, I don't even remember how she finds out that she needs a surrogate, but she's poor and on like not doing too well. She's been in care a lot of her life and stuff. She offers to do it for a bit of money.
The girl she hits with the car?
Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously it's illegal to pay someone to carry a baby, but you can pay for expenses. So she said, you know, be 50 grand for my expenses.
Oh, and okay.
It's their last chance. It's their last samples. So it's the last chance they could have a baby. So they're willing to do anything. But she's not what she seems.
Oh, okay. So it's all got a bit of a dark turn after that.
Yeah,
ah.
Yeah. It's been okay.
What's that on BBC?
BBC.
Does it feel like BBC?
Yes.
Does it feel very like...
Yes. Mm. It's got the guy from Line of Duty in it. He's Scottish in this. You know, the little guy with the small eyes.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was Scottish.
He might be Scottish in real. He might be Scottish in real life, but in Line of Duty,
or maybe it's English. The other way around. I can't keep track of all these actors.
But it was all right. Yeah, enjoying it. I kept going to you. Oh, it's bloody predictable, and then nothing I predicted came true. So
even though nothing you predicted came true, you'd already decided that it was predictable.
Well, I said to you, I think this is predictable. This is what I think's going on, because they've sort of told you what's going to happen.
Right.
And then I was wrong, so.
I was just
I just wanted to say...
Lead you into a false sense of security. I just wanted to say, feel cool and be know-it-all. I know what's going to happen in this show.
What I wanted to do is... I didn't want to get to the end and be like, I knew that was going to happen. And you'd be like, I'm sure. Why didn't you say that then? So I thought, I'll say it now. So then when I'm right, I can be like, told you.
Yeah.
But I was wrong. So. Yeah. And look at me. I'm admitting I was wrong. I'm happy to admit I was wrong.
You've come a long way.
So it's good. I give it like a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
I think there's still 1 more episode. If it finished the way it finished in the episode 3, then it's crap.
Right.
Like, don't watch it. But... I'm sure there's another episode, because it'd be weird to end where it did.
Okay.
All right. The only other thing... Well, I've watched 2 other things. I watched I, Tonya, which is the movie about Tonya... I want to say Harding.
Yeah, that name rings a bell.
She's an ice skater who is... This is a true story, so it's a film about the ice skater who wanted to go to the Olympics, but she had competition, so somehow... Well, we know how. Hang on. I'm not breathing again. She wants to go to the Olympics, but she's got competition. and some random man comes in and beats her competition's knees so she can't skate.
Right.
To help Tanya get to
the final.
The Olympics. Yeah. Tanya claims that she didn't know anything about it, but a lot of people think that she did. So it's basically that, and it's done quite cleverly. It makes you really feel sorry for Tanya Harding.
It's written, directed, and acted by Margot Robbie, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, she's in it.
She's in it.
Maybe she was doing something else at the time that she was directing and producing.
She may have directed, but I don't think she wrote it.
Wrote it. Maybe. Yeah, I know she. I know she acted in it definitely, and then she had another part on the other side of the camera for this, and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
I've also watched Shrill, which is on BBC, and that is Adie Bryant.
Yeah.
The girl from Saturday Night Live, and that's basically about a bigger girl who wants to just feel normal and pretty like every other girl, but she feels that she has to apologise for what she looks like all the time and just accept the way people treat her. So
because she's overweight.
Yeah. But then she realises that's not making her happy and it's just letting people treat her like crap. So she just goes, you know what? No, I'm going to make me happy and put me first. And, and her world like opens up and she gets to do more in life and stuff. And that's really, it was fun. There's two seasons of that on BBC. And then the last thing I watched, I'm just like going through them fast.
Cause yeah, that's fine.
I've watched more than you.
Yeah.
I watch Veep because people keep telling me to watch Veep. Those people are usually my American friends. I can't get into it. I'm on season two, but there's only 8 episodes in the first season.
Okay, yeah.
And they're only like 20 minutes long each. So,
right.
It's Julia Louis Dreyfus.
Julie
Louis, yeah.
Whose dad was in Bake Off.
Bake Off, yeah. She is the vice president. There's just a lot of anger in it. It's all right for background noise while I work.
Okay. Well, are you going to carry on watching it, or...?
Probably while I work, but I don't think I'd choose to watch it.
Right.
But that's my opinion.
Veep aside. I don't know how I forgot, but we both watched Tiger King.
Oh, God! How did we forget that?
Like, this is the problem when we don't make any... Well, I didn't make any notes for
the
show.
I didn't make notes.
And Lisa's wrote down what she's watched. Yeah, this weekend...
we watched another film.
We watched Tiger King. I think initially we were like, oh, it's just going to be yet another Netflix documentary, similar to the like Making a Murder, where it's just like blown out of proportion on the internet. But we put on episode one, or Lisa put on episode one.
And you kept like looking over while you were playing your video game.
I'd overhear something and be like, hang on. No, come on, that's just ridiculous. And that was it, then we were hooked. So we binge-watched like Tiger King, I think that's why I forgot.
One or two episodes where it's just like nothing was happening and I was like, what is the point of this episode? But yeah, it's all right, it was interesting, a bit weird.
Oh, a bit weird. It was insanely weird.
Yeah. It did, like, a lot, like, when... A lot of people like give America that sort of stereotype, and documentaries like that are like, yeah, America. Yeah.
this is it. They're all like gun wielding crazy people, and that's a like I don't believe that at all.
No,
like we've got American family and
friends. Met
a lot of Americans who are very nice. It's like probably under 1%.
Yeah,
it was
weird.
Crazy weird.
I don't think it deserved the hype it got. It wasn't that good.
Well, you know what the internet's like for blowing things out of proportion and exaggerating.
Yeah, I know,
things.
But like, there's like my friend got 2 birthday cards of Joe Exotic today.
Wow.
And it's just like, sorry, you're in isolation. You can blame Carol, whatever her name
Baskin.
Was. Yeah.
There's loads
just
of memes
like,
and
blows up. It's
stuff
crazy.
Like this. Well, yeah, but then it's very similar to the man himself, like making money off what he can make money off and all sorts.
Yeah, I can't believe we forgot. Like, I've just remembered a film that I've watched, but I'm going to talk about that next week, I think, because I don't know what we're going to watch this week. So, excuse me, sorry. I'll save that for next week.
Yeah. So, Tiger King, crazy. Absolutely crazy. Glad we watched it, though.
Me too. I'm glad we got it out the way.
Right. So that's it for everything we've watched. I think we're going to move on to a game. Lisa's got a new game. I have no idea what it is. She hasn't explained it to me at all. So,
let's
game
play.
Time.
Welcome to The Trail.
The Trail?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my name for this. So basically, I'm going to ask you a question, and the answer to that will be the first word of the next question.
Oh, that's a cool game.
Is it?
It is? No, it's being, I wasn't being sarcastic. Genuinely okay. Sounds good. So wait, I answer question one.
Yeah.
And then question two is something to do with the answer of question one.
Yeah, so if I said, like, what kind of animal is Scooby-Doo? You'd say, a dog. And right. Then I'd be like, dogs are the main characters of which, don't know.
Okay. I think it might become more apparent as a play.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, question one. The Office wasn't Steve Carell's first choice. Who got the role of Michael until the show Steve Carell was on didn't get picked up?
Oh, I know this. Mm-hmm. You told... No, it was on one of those YouTube videos you watched, which was like 100 things you didn't know about The Office.
I can give you a hint if you get stuck.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm blanking.
Okay, the hint is, later on in the series, Pam works for another office and this guy is the Michael.
Oh, God. Oh, it just appeared then. Why am I thinking Kevin Bacon?
It's not Kevin Bacon.
I know it's not, but I'm thinking Kevin Bacon. Oh.
I can give you a proper big hint. Yeah, you might have to. Just basically giving it away.
Sorry, my brain is not...
You've seen him today.
I've seen him today? Jason Bateman?
No.
Sorry, I was watching Ozark. Seeing him today?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
On another TV show you watched.
I only watched Ozark? I've only watched Ozark today.
You haven't?
Unless you mean Veep.
No. You've been singing the theme tune to this all, like, for the past 3 hours of the day.
I've only watched
He's
one...
He's just got married in a show.
Just got married in a show. Oh! Oh, sorry, yeah, I forgot. I finished watching Ozark and started watching Better Call Saul because that episode's banked up. Yeah, Bob Odenkirk.
Yes, there Bob we go. Odenkirk. Congratulations,
Got it straight away. Got it straight away.
Okay. Bob Odenkirk stars in Better Call Saul, which is a prequel to Breaking Bad. What was the name of Jesse's girlfriend played by Kristen Ritter?
Kristen Ritter?
Okay. Yeah.
Is she the one who's Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
What was the name of his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh my God, these are hard questions. Does it begin with an A?
No.
Oh, that's me out then. I thought it was like Amy or something like
no.
that.
No.
Is it Lucy?
No.
No. What's it begin with?
A J.
A J. Jane.
Yes.
Yes.
Jane the Virgin is a TV show about a virgin who gets pregnant by accidentally being inseminated. What is the name of her police officer boyfriend?
Michael.
Yes.
Look at that. Straight away.
Yeah, you couldn't get the Breaking Bad one.
No, couldn't get the answers to the ones I've been watching today.
For Jane the Virgin, that's your knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, it's up there.
Michael Cera plays George Michael Bluth. Who plays his uncle, God Bluth?
Job.
Oh, I thought it was Gob.
It is spelled Gob.
It is spelled Gob. I've never watched it.
I know who it is. It's the voice of Lego Batman.
Yeah.
And BoJack Horseman. But what's his name? Used to be Matt. Will? Will? Faj. Naj. No. It's on the tip of my tongue. Used to be married to... he used to be married to Amy Poehler, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name? Will. Why am I thinking Darnell? Darnell. Ah. Nell. Net.
Will Arnett, correct.
That's why I was thinking Darnell. Darnell, Arnett. When it's nearly there.
It's not.
It's
nothing
it's,
like it.
It's most of the letters, but then replace the double L with a double T. Get yourself Will Arnett.
Okay. Will Arnett plays Banks on 30 Rock. Which star... Hang on. Will Arnett plays Banks on 30 Rock. Which stars which SNL actress?
30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
SNL. Mm-hmm. Actress.
Mm-hmm. Who does 30 Rock star?
Loads of people.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Well, is it Tina Fey?
Yeah.
I didn't think she was in SNL.
Yeah.
I thought she just wrote it.
No, she was in it.
Oh, yeah, she was, wasn't she? I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Okay.
Why is there no other contestants? That's them.
Tina Fey created Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, starring Ellie Kemper. But what show does she play Erin Hansen?
The Office.
Yes. And we've done a full circle. That was The Trail.
Ah, it was good that though.
Thank you.
Hard. It really wasn't hard. It was the questions are normally the questions I'd usually be able to answer, yeah. But my mind is just not with it.
That was hard work.
It's been a long day.
What did you think of the trail though? Would you play that again?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Okay. I like that it went full circle.
It was
really
hard to make things connect.
Well, it worked. You did well.
Thank you.
I think if we'd used my answers though,
we wouldn't be anywhere. We'd be off the trail in the woods.
You'd have to change your questions.
Oh, I know. Like when, I don't know. Once I'd been like, oh, I might change that one, but then I'd have to change the one previous and the one previous. So it's just like, I gotta follow the trail.
I gotta follow the trail. Cool. Right. Any cool things?
What people are doing around to cheer people up?
Yeah, like John Krasinski's Some Good News. We mentioned that last week.
We did that last week. No, I'm talking about what people are doing in their houses. So I've got a friend, Aaron, who lives in the States, and they've all put their Christmas decorations back up to cheer the street up. Around here, we're putting teddy bears in the window so that when you're walking around, you can do a teddy bear hunt.
Yeah, there's also pictures of rainbows and stuff.
There's a lot of rainbows in people's windows. It's just the Thursday, 8 p.m. clap. For the NHS and other key workers.
That's
coming
up.
That's my cool thing.
Nice. I don't because I haven't done anything, gone anywhere.
Things are getting hard.
Yeah.
Your cool thing is that you've been stuck in the house with me for 4 weeks.
It's been great.
Wow. So authentic. God, I'm not that bad. I am.
I just want to go somewhere else.
I know.
Anyway, bit of a shorter one this week, but we'll be back again with episode 19 next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Love you, bye. Thank you for listening. If you could leave us a review, it helps more people find the show.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at PerfectCastPod.
Or you can send us an email at theperfectcastpod@gmail.com.
All links in the show notes and we'll see you next week.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.